John was concerned about getting ready for this, sorry, should have been like, you talked about this, okay.
I told my phone. I'd like for you to take all these tapes, if you wouldn't mind. In other words, I'd like to, you know, there's some material there, it's probably worth keeping.
Yeah.
Most of it's worth destroying. Would you do that?
Sure.
You know, it's a service to the library.
So sure.
I'll keep in that machine. But
I think maybe if you want to.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? It's just never.
It's not a bad thing for you.
Conversation is interesting and so forth and so on. I guess it's inevitable that the dean is kicking around right now already. The dean reports full of holes.
Yeah. You might want to get Ryan. He had a report. He had a phone call from Dean last night after this for Dean. The hell was it? Dean jumped on him, and Ron covered what he had covered in the briefing that he had come very carefully not cast any blame on Dean. And Dean threatened him on, you know, I've got to defend myself. You know, if I've got to call the press and cover my own ground, I will, or something to that effect. So,
well, what's he threatened?
Ron, I didn't talk to Ron much about this, but it was late yesterday.
Should I get Dean in or not? I just don't know. I don't know whether I can do anything. That's the problem we got with.
Well, John, of course, feels strong or not. I don't know. If he got him in, he couldn't lose anything. I shouldn't think. Except he could dig his in one more. And then the person tried to shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was thinking about in that
report,
in that conversation in here, you know, that we were talking about late last night, is that in the first place, that involves national security. Because Hunt's threat there had nothing to do with Watergate. Hunt's threat there was, give me the lawyer's money and
whatever. Tell him what I did for Earth.
Or I'll tell what I did for Earth. Now, what he did for Earth had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. But I suppose it was to shut him up, though.
Well,
but that was at a time we were coming down the pike and getting the investigation.
I think so. I've got to go through the log and figure out when that was. I'm not sure.
Real question really is whether or not he gets some kind of immunity off. I suppose that's the real question, see what he does, if it's what I said yesterday.
Well,
I don't think he can do any damage.
If he gets, if he doesn't get immunity, in a way, he's more directly involved in that one than he is in the others, because he was the direct agent on that. See, if they were to ask me, for instance, if he says I was in the room in that conversation and they were to ask me that, my position on that and everything, and I think we've got to, this is a reason that we've got to stay with this, is that I will not testify as to any communication I've had with the president at any time on any subject.
Is that your position? Question is whether it be his.
Well, it should be, of course. The problem there is, though, no, that won't look right. But if I back down on that, then you unravel a whole string of.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, put a disclaimer. The president had no knowledge of this thing. He won't take off his own. It's due to the initiation of the president. basically that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get at it. You remember that?
The problem there is, though, now that won't look right, but if I back down on that, then you unravel a whole string of...
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, put it this
way.
Well, I don't think you can do any damage.
If he gets... He doesn't get immunity in a way. He's more directly involved in that one than he is in the others, because he was the direct agent on that one. But see, if they were to ask me, for instance, if he says I was in the room in that conversation, and they were to ask me that, my position on that and everything, I think we've got to, this is a reason that we've got to stay with this, is that I will not testify as to any communication I've had with the president at any time on any subject.
Is that your position? Question is whether it be his.
Well, it should be, of course. The problem there is, though, now that won't look right, but if I back down on that, then you unravel a whole string of...
Mm-hmm. Good. Put it this way, the president had no knowledge of this thing. The basically, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get at it. You remember then? Didn't the subject of blackmail come up in that conversation?
Yeah. I'm sure that's
good. But remember, I said, he said, this will go on. I said, what's this going to cost? It's $1 million. Remember? That's why you can get $1 million. But you're signed later than. But not many. But what I meant, there was no thought at that meeting that we were approving that kind of thing, as I recall.
No.
Or maybe there was.
No. It was just a discussion of the problem. And it was a fact. It was a factor in the case that was raised.
So he had been raised with him.
Because it had been raised directly with him. I just wanted to think back, if he raised it on purpose with you, but I mean,
maybe it depends on when it was. I've got to be objective on Dean too. I know that something is up to saving his life, but he went in there and talked to him and so forth. But he did come in and say, "Look, I can't write a report because he says it involves in the cutting and the aftermath it involves a hell of a lot of people."
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't write it. Does it involve Dean?
It was mainly himself. Yeah.
And he said, I don't know what more I said, but we were not, let me ask you this, was there any indication that he was to write a cover-up report when he went up there to Camp Dean?
No, sir.
I don't think so.
No, sir. Absolutely.
You know, the facts and say how the White House was separated out.
Absolutely.
Was he the one that used the term, we've got to draw the wagons up around the White House?
Absolutely.
No, he was the one that said it was Mitchell that was responsible.
And that,
there.
And that our whole trouble is that wherever we've gotten entangled in this, it's been on the basis of trying to avoid nailing Mitchell. We'll avoid Mitchell being nailed. In other words, that's how he, at that time at least, justified any activity he did.
Yeah. So he gave around the same kind of threat that's going to raise up.
Which gets to another point, which there was no personal motive in the White House for any cover-up anyway, because there was nobody here who wanted to cover up anything.
Except the aftermath.
But the aftermath was cover-up.
I know.
I mean, there was no motive for anybody here to be involved in the aftermath on any personal basis.
That's true. Well, except if you say that's true personally.
Including me. No.
But when you say you were covering up the campaign.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly what Dean was doing through the election period, at least, was trying to avoid anything breaking publicly.
But then, who was in the room in that discussion? You, Mitchell, Dean,
and Ehrlichman.
Ehrlichman was there. And nobody said that. Nobody raised an objection to it. Yet.
Well, see, there it wasn't discussed. In any specifics. What said was, what have you done about the Hunt problem or something? And Dean said, nothing, or I don't know. And Mitchell said, well, I guess it's all right, or I guess it's taken care of. And
well, let me ask you this candid question. If, isn't Dean going to be as bad with indemnity as without him? I mean, without indemnity as well.
I don't know. If he gets indemnity, he's going to have to pay the price for it, which is to go up. The question is, if he doesn't have it, will he then become vindictive and
pay the price
and go up anyway? Or will he, because he doesn't have immunity, be a little more careful about what he says about himself? Because anything he says puts him in the role of the principal player and other people as the role of informees. He has nothing where he's dealt with in any of these problem areas where he was the informee or the observer and someone else was the player. He didn't go yesterday. He went to the lawyers, but I don't think he went to the jury. I don't know when he goes. Discussing where the case was. late in the afternoon.
How was it that you sent Dean in to see me alone that time? I mean, when I first got his tough report, he said, "Yeah, I mean, he said, we just can't keep going on the curve." He did say that. No, I've got to give him credit for that.
I think you called him alone.
But the suggestion was made by her to call him in your
room. I think
you ought to see John Dean. No, he didn't.
I think it was John, because at various points you were going through a thing, you know, you wanted me to stay out of it, wanted Erwin and me to stay out of it, and just you were going to work with Dean to get the thing untangled, and then that came a cropper, shifted back to
John. That's
right.
Hi.
Thanks for joining our TV over the this morning.
Right. So, Ron, what is the situation? Dean, he called you last night.
Yes, sir.
And did what?
Well, he said, Ron, this news
what news are you talking about?
Well, he's referring to the stories.
The news of the story, the Dean report?
Right. Which one?
It's not our story.
No one said that. I mean, that was the interpretation of the reporters. That obviously, if you have any of that,
you must get a hold of him.
Well, when he called, I said, John, I said, you should take a look.
He was sure that the president was trying to be right to him, or get you wrong. That's
yes, sir.
Very important.
I did. Absolutely.
What'd you say?
I told him, first of all, I said, take a look at the briefing, which I sent over to him immediately, where I went out of my way not to focus attention on him, not to separate him out, and to, cover him completely. So he said he would do that, it dropped there. He did not say anything to the press after looking at the briefing. But what he was saying, he said, I can't take this rap. And said that I'm going to have to call in some friendly reporters. And I said, John, take a look at what we said. The president wants this handled equally and fairly across the board. And I'll send the thing over. And he said, fine.
Boy, you know, there's trouble. He calls in front of the reporters, you got Bob, which he puts it all out there, doesn't he?
Mr. President, I still hold the view that Dean could call in Woodward and Bernstein and put it all out, but it makes no difference now.
You know, it's great value.
If his credibility now, and his credibility as it will be if he is implicated into this thing, it's obvious. In other words, to the reader, to the reporter.
See, what he probably would try to say is that he reported that basically that he couldn't write a report because it implicated the White House people, right, Bob?
But Mr. President, if John Dean came in to you on the 21st or the 26th or whatever and said, Mr. President, I can't write a report or provided new information to you, that is what launched your question of that man's credibility. Therefore, as you were proceeding with your investigation, you used him as an
investigation. Put Erwin on do you recall could you check your notes to see or do you recall how that happened that I did take Erwin on Dean off and put Erwin on today? Was that because Dean was talking to the U.S. attorneys or
no
it wasn't that
no it was simply that it had become I think clear to you that you weren't going to get the full story out of Dean, and he told you supposedly what, remember, he said he couldn't write the report, but then I think he did sit down and give you a report, didn't he?
Is that right here?
He went through a whole rundown as to where things were and all, as he saw. And John would know, because you had some long talks with John at that point.
You asked John to fill in on that.
Yeah.
That's what makes the 21st a significant date, because John told me
that was the day of the court thing.
No, the 23rd was the day of the court thing. John said, and I didn't pin the 21st on the court. I just said that then so...
Florida's 23rd.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right. We had started that before. I went to Florida. That's right. Well, John but, said, well,
but when Dean called me last night, he said, you know what the 21st was, don't you, Rob? I said, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. He said, that's when I went in and told the gave the presidential cancer speech to the president, which brought the president out of his chair. And,
that's right, he did.
Yeah. Now, the 21st is significant because if a man came in who you had your confidence in preparing this report and gave you that type of report, that could have been the very time that you, and was, launched your initiative. So no matter what he says about that.
Which doesn't have to be said that you lost your confidence in Dean. It can be said that Dean gave you information and background that led you to believe there needed to be additional work done. That you had asked Dean to work in certain areas, you now realize you had to broaden those areas.
The point you lost
confidence. That's why I had to broaden the Mitchell to O'Brien. Committed to at that point. That's what we did. Except for that point, we only got the White House twice. And remember, I put early on O'Brien.
Point of loss of confidence was when that man who came in on the 21st told you this, you said, put it all down on paper. If this is broader in scope, they couldn't do it. So on the 28th.
Well, in fairness. It wasn't that he couldn't put it on paper. We were trying to make a public statement. Because I was just going to make a public statement because of false. People are embarrassing him now. Even though he's pissing on people now for reasons to say it's high. Well, I like to think it's important. Try it again to get it this morning. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
And say, no, John, there's the president's here. Just that we, that he said that we specifically that
last night, it would be natural for me to call him and say, John, the press played well today.
Yeah, well, some of them did. But just say that. I noticed some of them said they were both in reports, both holes. But Don, John, you said the president saw that and said that they not go to the White House. It's not us. We're not doing any talking at all. We're not characterize anything. Say high officials, if they're involved, will be hit. They mean high officials in the Watergate.
Right.
Now, the answer to that will come if they get off their ass and get this indictment moving. In other words, if they if they now indict, charge that Magruder business and name Mitchell and stuff like that, that'll take care of that problem.
Take care of how reasonable they
buy. It'll take care of it in the sense that then they'll know what you meant by if any high officials were involved.
Oh, yes. But that takes care totally of the thing. When I see, August 19th, nobody in the White House was involved. That was totally accurate. That was the Dean report. Why, you made that thing. Who'd you get that from? Did you get it from John Dean? Or,
yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I mean, now we said you checked with John Dean and he told you his report was nobody in the White House was involved, correct?
That's correct.
You didn't tell me, but I directed you to get a statement from him, and you did. You better call him now and then let me know, will you?
Okay, I'm sure. You're referring to the August 29th statement?
Yeah. You said that thing was totally accurate, and that's what you're saying to the press. And I read back in the document, there's not going to be any
escorts with nobody in the White House, apparently.
Well, but as you read the Post account this morning, they do not pick up the fact, which is a position I took and will continue to take following our conversation, and that is that any statement prior to this period was based on the information the White House had at that time.
That's right. Well, that's right. Why don't you call them up there? We'll come right back. Okay. Okay.
He was threatening to blow those. And you got the information. That's the only reason that information came to you, because it related to national security. Right? He was going to unplug what he did for Earl.
But I didn't go do anything about it.
No. But there wasn't, at that point, there wasn't anything you could do.
What you really get down to here, really, if that's what you, John, I think about it, is how you play the Dean thing. John's argument would be that he's under greater restraint if you give it, don't give it immunity. I'm not talking about total immunity, you know what I mean? There are various grades of it. You don't give him immunity, and then he figures if he would like presidential clemency at some point. That's one point. The other point is, however, that he, being sort of, being rather emotional at the moment, said, well, Christ, not going to go to me because the president is trying to protect all of the nerds. Only all of the nerds will resign and take care of my situation, so screw it. I'll do that in this administration. That's what they're saying, that you understand. It's a cold turkey.
There's another, I haven't really thought it out, but there's another route. Is a crossfire that you may be faced with at some point anyway, which would be to throw the entire prosecution and the entire Justice Department out and say it's now clear that there's this cuts across lines that can't be cut across. You have to wait till after the Mitchell indictment or the naming, because what you've got here is a, another factor in this, is a conspiracy or gathering together of an entire, the entire Mitchell crew, which is kind of odd since Mitchell was at cross purposes with Dean.
Yeah. Meaning you get a special prosecutor now?
Yeah.
All right. Couldn't get it?
Yes, sir. Down at home, he said, press guys are out front. I said, yeah, John, they're out front of a lot of people's houses this morning. He said, yeah, I guess so. I said, I wanted to check in with you this morning, following the briefing and so forth, and to let you know that in the news summary I saw, someone made reference to the fact that the Dean report was full of holes. We're not characterizing this in any way on specific instruction from the president. We're not going to focus on any individual. This is not fair to any individual to do that. And as my briefing shows yesterday, we did not do that. And then I went through with him what I proposed to say again today in a briefing, which is on the content of what flourished to it. He said, well, he said, I understand that. And he said, the thing to keep in mind is that the Dean report also involved the 21st conversation with the president, the oral discussion with the president. I said, I don't think there's any question about that, John.
Sure.
But I said, following
your... around at the White House, yeah.
Well, he didn't use that word again.
He didn't put that, there was never anything writing, but he has talked to me about that.
That's right. And we haven't said he didn't.
That's right.
But I said...
You've got to make clear that, I mean, the Dean, you can't just say that because the Dean report was... You don't leave it the impression it was totally false. It was not.
Absolutely not.
You don't leave it the report that the Dean report that he didn't say, well, there's something got to be done here. He did. Now, that's right, Bob, as we know, correct?
Yeah.
So at least that's what he means. But,
well, continuing with the report, he said to me then after this conversation, he said, Ron, look, he said, I understand the position you're in. He said, the important thing is that we now have the president out in front. And
all on earth should go, if you say that.
No, that's all he said. And I said, John, I'll see you later. And he said, yeah, I'm great. You know, I mean, we then reverted to...
I think what I'd like to do is to get Dean in with Lana. I think that'd be a good idea. What do you think?
In here?
Yeah.
Whatever you suggest.
Yeah. Just to say, look, John, here's the situation. So I want you here as a witness. Okay, you arrange it. We can say, look, you bring him in.
Of course, that's not a threat, as far as
yes, it is.
Well, in my judgment.
Credibility.